Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, it's your girl, Sister Faye, and it's Friday. Ooh, my God, the week seemed like it flew by. But praise the Lord, we got through the week, and I hope your weekend will be safe, and keep Christ in mind as always. I want to say that Sister Denise Gist is in rehab now, and she's doing well. And Sister Shirley Willis, she is doing fine as well, at home recuperating. She has home health nurses coming in. And Elder Ronnie is doing fine. God bless you. Denise Gist's mother is also doing well. And I pray for my friends in another part of Virginia as well. I thank God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. It's been a blessing. And again, my grandbaby has graduated. She's going to VCU. And she has a grade point average of 4.0. Amen. Amen. And God be with her when she starts her classes. Amen. Amen. I'm going to get into the word. God himself shall work. And coming from the book of Isaiah 33:10, it reads, "Now I will rise, says the Lord. Now I will be exalted. Now I will lift myself up." Amen. "When the spoilers had made the land as waste as it devoured by locusts, and the warriors who had defended the country sat down and wept, then the Lord came to the rescue." God is exalted in the midst of our afflicted people, but they seek his face and trust him. Is it a day of sorrow with us? Let us expect to see the Lord glorified in our deliverance. Are we drawn out in fervent prayer? Do we cry day and night unto him? Then the time for his grace is near. God will lift up himself at the right season. He will arise when it will be most for the display of his glory. We wish for his glory more than we long for our deliverance. Let the Lord be exalted, and our chief desire is attained. Lord, may we magnify you because you are a good and great God. That is my word of encouragement for today. God himself shall work, and that means trust in him that God will make do of what he says that he will do for you. Do not doubt God for 1 second, 1 hour. Keep continuing to trust in God and keep giving God your all. Again, I am Sister Faye or Evangelist Faye, whichever you prefer to call me. Thank you. God bless you. And again, it's Friday. Continue to be safe, even though restrictions in different states varies. Some don't wear masks. Some don't wear the masks and gloves. Some still enforcing 6 feet, blasé. But the thing is, it's up to you what you decide. You know, I'm trusting in God, and those are my words on the subject. I'm going to continue to be safe, and you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll be back Monday with another word. Amen. God bless you. Enjoy your family the weekend. Be safe, and always put God first. Amen. Amen.